Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Mike Angelina filling in for Kyle Quinn, who's having a flu day. Hope he gets better very quickly here. You guys in the phone lines with us. 215-592-9494. As we get ready for Hugh, what feels like the kind of the calm before the storm here of the Phillies next week, the playoffs next week, the Eagles. But we got a big one Sunday in Tampa with the Eagles and the Bucks. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, we got a big weekend of sports, so make sure you plan accordingly. A lot of going on.
In terms of just like your food, like your drinks, your bets.
Yeah, all of that.
How many parlays you got rolling?
Yeah,
you
got a couple parlays going.
You have 12 team or 8?
I got like an 8-team parlay. Boy. I got some college parlays going.
Yeah, oh, boy. There's a lot going on here. Speaking of parlets or parlays, as some people call them, we'll have one later for the game. The Eagles and the Buccaneers. And, Hugh, sometimes we do these Fridays before a game, and it's like, there's a lot of different emotions sometimes. Sometimes it's a team we don't play very often, so you're like, I don't know what to expect. Sometimes it's a team we know very well, and you kind of have that. And the Buccaneers, who are not a team in the NFC East, but it's a team we play all the time. And unfortunately, the results lately have been pretty bad. I mean, and really, historically, the Eagles and Bucks feel like a rivalry, even though they're not division teams, right? We've had all those playoff games over the years, dating back to your days. And then even in this era now, we've had a couple of these dates with the Buccaneers in the playoffs. So there has kind of become a rivalry over the last 20-something years or so. And here, as we go into this game on Sunday, it really is a matter of how much you take from what has happened in the past versus how much you have right now. Hugh Douglas, do you have any thought, concern, feeling about the history, which has been obvious towards the Tampa Bay Buccaneers under Sirianni, 1-4 against Tampa?
There's some trepidation there. And I'll tell you why, because it just feels like when we go down there, because the last time we've been down there, it hasn't bode well for us. But I think part of that is because we weren't at full strength. We're somewhat at full strength now. So we're going down there. I feel like it's going to be different, but there's still some angst going down there, knowing that Todd Bowles, it feels like, he has Jalen's number for the most part. The last couple of games, it feels that way.
Well, it has. I mean, in his career, the blitz percentage and what he's done to Jalen Hurts, you're right. But I can't believe this. On a Friday, it is 10:03, and I'm here. Is this plant-based Hugh back in the studio?
No.
Yeah, what do you mean? Did you use the word trepidation on me?
Yeah, I did. That's
trepidation. Trepidation. Yeah. You know that another word for trepidation is?
What's that?
You're scared.
No,
you're scared.
Well, no,
you're scared
of
the Bucks.
You look at it, but it's almost like, I look at it like this. Mm. Exercising your demons.
Yes, I like that.
You know, you're exercising your demons. I'm not, you know what happened in the past.
Yep.
But you're going down there to exercise those demons.
Well, they have to. And I think they will. So look, 215-592-9494. I am not concerned about the history between these two teams. And I expect the Eagles to go win this football game. They're 3.5-point favorites. Tampa's good. I don't think Tampa's as good as their record. I know everyone a couple days ago did not like the idea that I said the Eagles were lucky. I think the Bucks are luckier than the Eagles.
Bucks, you're talking about the last-minute win.
Yeah, I mean, they were down to the Jets with a couple minutes to go. The Eagles were down to the Rams. That's respectable. You could be down to the Rams. They're a good team. The Bucks, were down to the New York Jets on Sunday and had to come back and win that football game. They were also down to the Texans, who might stink themselves this year. They were down in week one to Atlanta, who also might stink. They just got shut out by the Carolina Panthers. This Bucs team is good, and they'll probably be a contender by the end. You maybe get to 9 or 10 wins and maybe win their division again, and maybe we'll see them in January. But I'm not concerned this week with the history between these two teams for a couple reasons. Number one, the Bucs aren't that good. Number two, they're more banged up right now than we are. they have a lot of injuries. And I know we're down Nolan Smith, and we've got some defensive guys that aren't, you know, fully healthy. I get that.
Questionable.
But Mike Evans is out for this game and out for weeks. He's their best receiver. He's given us tons of trouble over the years. I don't know if Chris Godwin's going to play. Maybe. He practiced yesterday. He's trying to make it back for his first game. But then he didn't. Or he practiced 2 days ago, but they didn't practice yesterday. So I'm not sure if that's a setback or it's rest. I don't know what's going on with Chris Godwin, but he hasn't played a game yet this year. No Mike Evans. Even Baker Mayfield was on the injury report with a triceps injury. He was limited in practice. So I have a banged-up Bucs team. They haven't had their offensive line the whole year. The Eagles are healthier. The Bucs are lucky to be where they are. And then, can we go over this history for a second? Because I got Hugh Douglas over here. Scared. What's the word? Trepidation?
Trepidation.
Trepidation about the history, right? So, you know, it's come up this week that the Eagles are 1-4 against the Buccaneers in the Nick Sirianni era. Can we go through those four games for a second and just kind of talk about what we're talking about here? The first two happened in 2021. Okay, that's a long time ago. That was Jalen Hurts' first year as a starter. Jalen Hurts now and the Eagles roster now compared to the Eagles roster in 2021 is night and day. I mean, they didn't have half the talent they have now. It's not even close. Jalen's not even close to player now he is compared to what he was then. And the Buccaneers, you know who their quarterback was in 2021?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Look, I respect Baker, and Baker's become a good player, but come on. They had Tom Brady in 2021 when they beat the Eagles two times. So that's two of the four losses were against Tom Brady. Okay, then let's fast forward to two of the losses that happened in 2024. One was the playoff game, January 2024, as the Eagles collapsed. A.J. Brown missed that football game. He had hurt his knee the week prior in the week 17 or 18 game against the Giants. No A.J. Brown. And they went down there, and they were collapsing anyway, and it was the Matt Patricia, Sean Desai thing. Throw that out the window. And then last year, they go down to Tampa Bay, week four, just like this year. And I believe in that game, there was no Devontae Smith. There was no A.J. Brown. There was no Lane Johnson. I mean, if we're being real, the Eagles had no shot in that football game. Okay? Like, they went down there last year in week four, and they were completely battered, and they got beat. And it was also the final week for Cooper DeShean started playing games. So, those are the four games. In the Sirianni era, Hugh, they've played five times against the Bucs. They've lost four. A.J. Brown has played in zero of those losses. The one time he played was the game in 2023. Eagles won the game, and A.J. Brown had nine catches for 131 yards. Trepidation. Can we be real here? The Eagles are better than the Bucs, Hugh, and they're going to go down there and win this game on Sunday.
Well, that's the sentiment. That's the way I feel. Mm-hmm. But the fact remains is that you went down there and you got beat twice. I mean, the last couple of years, you've been beat down there. And you can even say, I can even go as far as to say, the defense, the vaunted Super Bowl defense last year, went down there and got smacked around early on.
Early on.
But they still got smacked around.
Yeah, but then they were different after that.
Yeah, I mean, but the fact remains, they still got smacked around. So that's what you look at, and that's the thing that you have to respect. Now, trepidation and fear are two different things in my book. Like, you're a little concerned about it because you know how it goes down there, and you know that, you know, everybody's talking about the weather being a factor. I don't think that's going to be a big deal.
Yeah, but it is hot. It's going to be hot.
It'll be hot for me and you. Yeah.
Well, we're here.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm just saying, if we were down there, it'd be hot.
Hot for Merrill, Mike, and Devin, and then they got to work.
Yeah, but these are our trained athletes. Athletes?
Their skills and we are trained honed. Broadcasters. We are broadcasters.
Their skills are honed to a T.
It is pretty remarkable that doesn't it always seem, Hugh, that when we play the Bucs in the regular season, the game is early in the year, so it's still hot? I find it to be ridiculous. I know the NFL schedule is almost all formula, right? Like, they were scheduled to go to Tampa Bay this year. But why do they always got to put it in September?
Yeah, why got to be warm?
Why can't we go down there in December when it's like mild?
It'd be warm. It'd be so warm. That's like when it's warm.
What were you going to say?
Man. I keep it to myself.
Yeah, we're trying to be professional.
You know, when you would like wear linen. And like the sweat being your crack of your butt cheeks or something.
So,
when you walk outside,
so you,
like, damn.
You thought about it and then you went there anyway.
No, but you thought about it.
Why are you wearing linen when it's that hot out?
No, listen, true story. When I went to Doc, he was renewing his vows.
Okay.
We were in Florida, right? So I remember we were there and I put on a linen outfit because we were going downstairs to eat dinner, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you put the worst thing you can do as an African-American is, like, put on a whole lot of lotion and go downstairs. Like,
are you glistening?
No, no, because you know how. Okay, when you're in the AC and you put the lotion on, the lotion's in your skin, right?
Okay.
But when you go in that hot, humid heat, the lotion rises.
Oh, no.
Man, I was on the elevator. Boy, I started sweating. That lotion started coming out. Them folks looked at me. It was some folks on the elevator. Looked at me like they thought something was wrong because I had skin all white, lotion coming all out my pores. Yeah, it was bad.
Sir, should we call 911?
He was like, are you okay,
are
sir?
You going to be all right? 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on a football Friday. All right, we're getting ready to go to Tampa Bay for a game. Well, the Eagles are, and our broadcast team is. We're going to be here like you guys. Watch the game on Sunday. Does the history against the Bucs concern you for this weekend? It obviously concerns you. I haven't heard from plant-based Gio in quite some time. He's clearly here with
I'm
us
just
today.
Saying you Stop. Just it's in the back of your mind.
No, the it's Eagles the are the better football team.
Yes, they are.
We got to go down there and get some revenge this weekend. They're 3.5-point favorites for a weekend for a reason. The Bucs right now are the more banged up team.
Yes, they are.
And I look at it like this: the 1-4 versus the Bucs is a little bit stretching it. The two of those games were in 2021.
1-4 is 1-4.
Yeah, but 5 years ago in the NFL, that's a long time. 2021, Jalen is so much a better player.
Yes, he
and
is.
Then they had Tom Brady as their
totally
quarterback.
Totally
and that's not Baker Mayfield. 215-592-9494. I'm not concerned with the history against the Bucs, and I believe the Eagles are going to go win this football game on Sunday. Hugh, you could just feel the fear dripping like that lotion was when he was down in Florida. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. We got a lot to get to today as the Eagles try to go down to Tampa Bay on Sunday and exercise some demons against a Buccaneers team. We owe these guys a loss. I mean, Hugh, we owe the Buccaneers a loss. They're asking for one.
I totally agree. I'm with
you.
Yeah,
but you, I know, but I just sense the word trepidation got me all upset this morning.
Don't worry about it, man. I mean, it is what it is, man.
I know, but we need a strong, united front before a 3-0 versus 3-0 game, and I'm hearing trepidation. This is the most plant-based you've been in quite some time. I mean, I don't know if you got that butter again, but this is the one you've had.
I didn't get the butter. But I'm just saying, it is what it is. That's what happened. Yeah. So that's the kind of what, went down.
Well, I'm not worried about the past history against the Bucs.
I know you don't, Joe.
Did A.J. Brown play any of those games?
No, he did not.
No.
That is a fact.
And is he set to play on Sunday?
Yes, he is.
And is he awoken?
He's awoken.
Oh, well, then we're good to go here on Sunday against this game against Tampa. All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, when you call in today, Jack Miller is going to pick up the phone.
Jack.
Who arrived, he called late notice, last minute notice. Kyle was feeling under the weather.
He got the bubble guts.
Yeah, he did. He wasn't looking good this morning. So we told him, go home and rest. And Mike Angelina will start us off with Jack Miller. And Jack, welcome to the show, man.
Thanks, guys. How's it going?
We're good. Jack's been with us engineering some of our shows at training camp, you
yes,
and then
has.
the pregame shows on Sunday. So
yes.
Jack's going to be with us coming up for the rest of the show today, which means later in the show, Jack, you get to read off the You People comments, which is always
right.
A scene.
That's a huge honor, honestly.
It's a big thing. You got to pick out the right ones to make fun of us,
yeah.
Which I think my guess today is they'll be more mad at you than me.
Probably.
But I mean,
yeah, we're already getting some hate from you, Hugh. Already,
good. That's
is
what
that
I like.
Already?
Yeah, already.
Because you said trepidation in the first segment.
They'll be all right.
All right, speaking of trepidation, speaking of trends or narratives or whatever the hell we want to call it, A.J. Brown was asked this week, is it fair to say the Buccaneers have the Eagles' number? Here's A.J. Brown talking about that.
There's a media narrative, both locally and nationally, and I think I know what you'll say to this, that the Bucs are the one team that has your guys' numbers. Probably the one team that's had a little bit of success for a prolonged period of time. I just, what do you make of that?
I think that's just kind of fair, what's the record?
Like, so I know,
1-4?
Yeah, 1-4. Nick is 1-4 against them.
Yeah, so I think they have the edge, but it's a new year, it's a new game. Obviously, you can't take old games into a new one or old motivation.
Right.
It's a new season, so we have a job to do, and we're gonna try to go out there and do it to our best ability.
All right, so A.J. Brown, he acknowledges it is what it is, Hugh.
I mean, yeah, it is what it is.
Yeah, but again,
you ain't trying to hit it.
Well, I'm just trying to make sure everyone knows this. Because sometimes you got to cut through the nonsense to kind of get to the reality here. And yes, the Buccaneers are 1-4 against the Eagles under Nick Sirianni. I mean,
yes.
I know that. A.J. Brown hasn't played in any of the four losses.
He hasn't, and he knows that.
Yeah.
But, and it's funny because when the guy set up the question, he said there's a meter narrative. It's not really a narrative.
That's true. They're 1-4.
It's like a fact.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he acknowledged that that's a fact.
Yep.
Because it is. But this is a new year, new team, new motivation, all of that.
Yeah. Now, here's a narrative, and I don't know if I agree with this one, but it's certainly an interesting one. Peter Schrager on ESPN, last time we heard his name is when him and Ryan Clark had
Ryan Clark.
He got Ryan Clark. But Peter Schrager knows his football, and he has a strong opinion on the Bucs as we head towards this game on Sunday. Listen to what Schrager said about the Bucs, the Eagles, and the biggest threat in the NFC.
When you look around the NFC, who should the Eagles be most concerned about? Peter, go.
I go first. The answer is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who, oh, by the way, are also undefeated right now, who also never waver, and who also have three game-winning drives in the last minute of three different games. And, oh, by the way, the last two times they've played the Eagles, the Buccaneers have beaten them. There's no mental edge in that matchup. Do you think Vita Vea and the big boys inside are scared of Lane Johnson and Jordan Mailata? No, because they handled them the last two times they played them. They threw them out of the playoffs 2 years ago, and they beat them on a Monday night last year. The rest of the NFC shakes in fear of the Eagles. The Buccaneers do not, and you'll see it this weekend.
All right, so two things from that, Hugh. One, do I agree with him that the Bucs don't fear the Eagles? I think he's probably right on that. The Bucs have had enough success that they probably don't shake in their boots when the Eagles come to town. But that was a big claim, saying the Bucs are the biggest threat in the NFC. There's Detroit, there's Green Bay, there's the Rams.
Let me help Peter out a little bit. Mm. I mean, he knows his football. I mean, I don't want to, you know, try to diminish his take because I think it's a really good take. They're the biggest threat this week.
Well, yes.
You know, being Captain Obvious over here, but
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
And that's because when I look at this four-game stretch, this is one of those games where, you know, we were talking about if they were 2-2, this might be acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the history that Todd Bowles has had with Jalen Hurts for whatever reason. And part of that, I do strongly believe, was that A.J. Brown wasn't out there. He felt like Todd had their number. Coach Bowles had their number.
Of course.
So that's why when you talk about a threat to the Eagles, you say that they're not worried about it. But I will say this. Something to be said about a team that you've seen and you've bested over the last couple of years, you know, go to the Super Bowl and have the success that the Eagles have had. You know, you might have their number, but at some point that's going to run out.
Well, of course it is.
And it also feels like every time you played the Eagles, you caught them at the right time.
Yes. Well, that's a great point. Again, 2 years ago when we lost the playoffs down in Tampa, the Eagles were at the bottom and the end of a collapse, and they didn't have A.J. Brown in that game. And Jalen Hurts had a finger injury that he suffered in that Week 18 game against the Giants. Last year, no Lane Johnson, no A.J. Brown, no Devontae Smith. In retrospect, of course they lost that football game. Of course it looked bad. They didn't have their players. They have their players this week. I know Nolan Smith is down. That's a big loss. I wish he was there. But the Eagles are better. They're favored for a reason. They're favored by over a field goal on the road. I just think the Bucs are very lucky to be 3-0, and we're going way too far with this history thing. It does not concern me. 215-592-9494. All right, where do you come down on the game Sunday? Are the Eagles going to win this thing? And are you like Hugh? Do you have trepidation because it's the Bucs in Tampa? I do not. The Eagles are going to go to 4-0 on Sunday. All right, I'd say the suspension has been lifted after 3 days of being moved to the second or third segment of the show. Our leadoff caller, Chris in Middletown, redeeming himself on a Football Friday. What's up, Chris?
Chris.
Happy Football Friday, man.
Good morning, Chris. How we doing?
Kyle, it's not Football Flu Friday, you fraud.
Yeah,
I mean, come on.
Kyle.
Again, off on a Friday. A football week again. You know, Joe.
Yeah. Full transparency, Chris. Kyle did not take the day off.
Kyle got the bubble.
Kyle gutted it out. He came in today. He helped prepare the show. We were in our meeting, and we all looked over at Kyle, and he was as green as the grass outside. And we said, Kyle, it might be time to just head home.
I don't know. All right, let's.
I'm just letting you know.
Joe, you're saying it, but you know, I just feel like, I'm sorry. Kyle, I think a man would have stayed. If you showed up to a game like that, would you still play it, or would you say, oh,
I don't know, man. Kyle, like, he had the bubble guts. You know what I'm saying? He was cooking
right,
the stew.
All right, before you make your point, hold on. Just quickly. We can lock in a second. Management made the decision for him. Like we got a big October on the horizon here, Chris. We can't get the whole staff sick here. So we told Kyle, get home.
All right, Rob, you got to protect your people. All right, you know what, guys? I don't know how this is going to go, but you know what? Mike, hit the music.
Oh,
this is our revenge game. Guys, I can't tell you. I'm waiting for this. I've been waiting for this for so long because all this trash talk that we can't beat the Bucks, Todd Bowles owns Jalen Hurts, Nick Sirianni is the kryptonite, and kryptonite is the Buccaneers. I can't stand it. I'm so ready to explode. It all ends on Sunday. We're going to knock them on their ass. This franchise is a joke. Let's face it, they had a creamsicle uniform. They had a logo with a pirate with a giant feather sticking out of his cap. This is the definition of soft. They have a beta, weak, fraud owner, Glazer. Seriously, his last name is Glazer? How fitting. You know, is anyone surprised he voted against the brotherly shove? Well, you know what? Guess what? We're going to brotherly shove our way up and down the field all day long. And there ain't a damn thing you can do to stop us. It's going to be a man whooping a man all day long. We are Philadelphia. We are the Alphas. We need to invade Tampa in every way. Philadelphia fans, it's not that expensive to get a round-trip ticket to Tampa. It's about $150. Turn their stadium, their tailgates, their streets green. We roll strong. We roll deep. This smoke is something you can't handle. We're going to smash these frogs into the ground. You know what? I'm flying off script right now. Stay near that dump button. I want vengeance. I want to slaughter them. I want to send a message to anyone that thinks they can oppose us and stand a damn fight chance. We are Philadelphia.
There we go, Chris. Now that's a return to the first caller of the day. What'd you think, Hugh? He had a 3-day suspension from being the first caller. Did he earn it back?
Oh, he was all right.
Wow.
No, because you know Tyler killed it last week.
The people are saying that Tyler might have overtaken Chris for like the ultimate like.
I mean, I like Chris. You know, I like Chris.
I mean, Chris is great. Yeah.
You know that whole Scatterboo comment.
So you're not over it.
Well, I mean, I'm over it, but it's like it's still in the back of my mind.
I think it's mine. It's in mine too. Yeah, you wondered would he throw something that didn't belong? Look,
a couple miscues.
A couple. Okay, I would say the voice started to go out there a little bit, but he rebounded at the end.
He petered out.
He did, but he rebounded at the end with a good Eagles chant. 215-592-9494. Who wins Sunday? And is the history against the Bucs concern you? I am not concerned. The Eagles are the better football team on Sunday, even with the concern I have on the defensive side, which is not a matchup thing as much as we just got bodies that are injured and players that are down. The Eagles should go down there and win this football game. I expect them to go down there and win this football game, and we owe one to Tampa. I'm enough of the Bucs thing. Like I'm now tired of hearing that the Bucs have the Eagles number. Again, the Eagles have struggled against them, sure, but when you look at the games, so many of them don't even look applicable to me. I mean, you go back to 2021, they lost twice to them. Okay, it was Jalen Hurts' first year as a starter. Tom Brady's the quarterback of the Bucs. That is so long ago, and they're such different teams. A.J. Brown was a Titan then. Let's go to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. And in case people missed it or they jumped in to start the show, Mike Angelino was sitting in for Kyle. He's not feeling well. Now it's Jack Miller. So Jack's behind the glass today. Aaron in San Diego. Aaron, good morning.
Philadelphia. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron. How we doing?
Well, let's face facts here, okay? Kyle Quinn is not at work today, not because of sickness, but because of nerves. He's home right now in the fetal position. Because you understand what happens this Sunday? He's going up against the juggernaut of fantasy football, known as the Midday Show Water Boys, and he's scared. He's
frightened. It's you versus Kyle. I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that. Who are you going up against? You're going to get another win on a team you didn't draft?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course.
What are you talking about? Honesty there was...
Shout out to my man JoJo. Yeah, he did a good job.
JoJo did do a good job. All right, Aaron, what do you got for us? What are you feeling here?
It is a fired up Friday, and it's that time of the week again. Time to circle the wagons, light the fires, put the little ones away, because again, the wagon train departs on its next leg of the journey to Levi Stadium. And that's Tampa, Florida. And that's right, ladies and gentlemen. What you hear right now is the air raid sirens going off in Tampa Bay, Florida. Because the Eagles are about to take flight, led by Sky Marshall Hurt.
There it is.
And his squadron, call signed Swole Batman, Slim Reaper, Quadzilla, and the new Dallas Sky Tank Goddard, are going to rain fire upon you. What you going to do, Todd Bowles, Baker Mayfield, and that big-ass Vita Vey, when Quadzilla and that monstrous offensive line and the Sky Marshal run wild all over you? Here we come this Sunday. The Eagles are going to...
Aaron?
Oh, my gosh, I can't believe I ruined it.
Oh, no.
What is this? E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagle.
Aaron, no. Wow.
Yeah, this is.
The line on the game just moved 1.5 after that.
Yeah, this Friday starting off on a great trip.
This is your fault.
How is that my fault?
Because you know what you did?
What I do?
You put the trepidation in the air. You made the people nervous. People listening to try to find some clarity on what they are thinking, what they should think. We got an Eagles Hall of Famer on the show, and you come in today basically scared of the Bucs.
I'm not scared of the Bucs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Terrified of the Bucks.
I am not terrified of the Bucks. I'm just pointing out the fact that we lost to them the last two times we played.
I don't care.
I mean, it's a fact, though.
Again, did A.J. Brown play any of those games?
No, he did not.
No, that's a fact, too. I'm going to speak my truth. I am living my truth. The Eagles are better than the Bucks.
Afraid.
They're going down there. You're talking about the heat, and you're talking about history.
No,
heat
it is
and
history. Hot, though. It is
hot for both teams.
In Florida, but I think this team is prepared.
Yes.
The one thing that the training staff does a great job of, and Tom Hunkley's down there, shout out to Tom Hunkley, is they get these guys prepared for inclement weather like this. You know, especially when it's hot, I'm pretty sure they talked about all last week about how potentially hot it's going to be in Tampa and getting ready for that weather because it's going to be hot.
Well, it is. I mean, it's crazy to me. We always seem to play down there in the regular season in September. It happened in 23. It happened last year in 24. It happened in 2000 and 18, I think it was, right after the first Super Bowl victory. They played there in a September game. I think Ryan Fitzpatrick torched the Eagles. I think it was the Week 2 game. Fitz. Yeah, it's always like, why do these games have to be early in the season? That's annoying. It's not an excuse. It's just the reality of what it is. 215-592-9494. To hop in here, does the history against the Bucs concern you for this weekend? It doesn't concern me. I think what matters is how the Eagles play this week, how Jalen Hurts plays this week, how the passing game looks. If they come out, Hugh, and they play the way they did in the second half, they're going to beat the Bucs up and down the field. If they play like they did in the first half, history
might be a tighter game.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a problem. You expect this passing game to get going?
I do. I do. I think that, you know, when you talk about the humidity and everything, I think you can't put the genie back in the box. You know, you had
I thought it was bottle. I thought it was bottle.
Genie's
going boxes?
Well, you can't put the genie back in the bottle. Okay. How about that?
Yeah.
So, what you... Skinny Batman and Swole Batman, AJ, they got involved. They were more involved in the offense. I can't see them going back to not having them involved in offense.
Right.
So I'm going to say it might not be to the volume that it was in the second half, but I think that it's more efficient this week than it has been in the last 3 weeks. How that sound? That sounds about right.
Here's what I think on Sunday. The Eagles are, if I was drawing up the game plan, like if I was in charge, I'd want them to be way more balanced in the first half, which includes a lot of throws, right?
Yes.
Runs and throws. You know, if put them on the spot right now, I think they're going to be conservative.
Why? Why would you?
Because that's what they've done for the better part of 19 games, and they've won. I think I'm more with you. I wouldn't do that. But until I see them change to start a game, like, why am I going to believe they're going to change until I see the change? Because they didn't change because they wanted to on Sunday, right? They changed because
they had to.
They were forced. I mean, someone, according to you, got slapped in the locker room.
Bah, bah,
bam!
Bah, bah,
bah. And then they changed.
But I feel like if you don't change a little bit, Joe, you're banging your head against the wall. Because especially when you talk about that big offensive, that big defensive line that the Tampa Bay Bucs have. Mm-hmm. You would better serve yourself, and you know that this offense is of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers is going to be bogged down a little bit. Chris Godwin is dealing with an ankle injury.
And this is going to be his first game of the year if he makes it back.
Yes, he's dealing with an ankle.
Yep.
So he's not going to be 100%. Mike Evans is not playing because he's dealing with a hamstring. So, and Baker Mayfield is a little banged up as well with a biceps.
Yeah, triceps or biceps, one of those. He was limited in practice.
Yeah, so... You have to put them in a position that makes them uncomfortable. And I feel like if you're just going to go out there and you're going to run the ball and not put any space between you and them, and what I mean by that is put points on the board, 14-21, somewhere around that area, to force them to do something that they don't want to do, then you're just banging your head against the wall.
I agree. Here's the one counter to that, though. Todd Bowles has blitzed the crap out of Jalen Hurts.
Yes, he has.
And it's been a kryptonite for the Eagles.
You know how you make them stop blitzing?
How?
Blitz beaters. Make them pay.
Well, I love the idea of it. It just
doesn't seem like we can do that. But
if I had to guess, I think they're going to come out running again because they're afraid of the blitz. They don't want to get in, you know, behind the stick, sacks or whatever. I hope the Eagles come out and throw the football more and are more aggressive early in the game on Sunday. It's just a matter of, do you believe they're going to? 215-592-9494. Do you think the Eagles are going to come out throwing on Sunday in Tampa Bay? I don't expect it. I hope they do. I hope they put the ball in Jalen Hurts' hands and say, you know what, let's be aggressive here. I'm not expecting it. Hugh is. And where do you come down on the game itself? Are you worried about the history against the Bucs? I'm just tired of being worried about the Bucs. They're not that
sick
great.
Sick tired of being sick and tired.
I exactly am. Boy, I got to ask something out of our callers on the other side, though, Hugh.
What you got?
They
got
to pick it up. It's not a great start to a Friday with the callers.
I'm just.
Well, I mean, Chris petered out. And what the hell was that from Aaron? Do you think something happened? He lost his voice or something? I thought the call dropped, Jack, for a second. I thought
I did too.
He went dead silent.
I really thought it did too. I think
that
Aaron was gone.
I think called that a brain fart. I think he had a brain fart.
You think he lost his script, lost his point, lost his...
I think he lost his train of thought.
Yeah.
And then he was like, I blew it because he said I blew it.
Yeah. Or Hugh just put amazing just subconscious pressure on him.
Yeah. Well,
one or the other.
I like that, blaming Hugh for this as well.
No, that's fine. Mm. I've been blamed for less.
The bottom line is this. I need more out of you guys. The first two today, if that's the theme of the day, we're in some big trouble here
big
on the show.
Trouble.
And we're in big trouble on Sunday because we need you guys. We need the energy. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard on a football Friday. All right. When we come back, you'll hear from Ron Jaworski what he said earlier this week on WIP about the Buccaneers, about this game. Does the history of the Bucs and the Eagles concern you? It doesn't concern me. The Eagles are the better football team. They are the healthier team heading into the game. I expect them to go win. Hugh Douglas coming in here using words like trepidation. I don't know what word I'm more annoyed at, Chris and Aaron or Hugh Douglas today. We will discuss it all. And do you expect the Eagles to come out throwing on Sunday and this offense to be aggressive? It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. We got a lot to do today. We will get to some really interesting things Dave Dombrowski said on the afternoon show yesterday. Great interview with the afternoon show, and Dave, we'll get to that coming up in the next hour. What he said about Castellanos' comments last Friday in the clubhouse after the game against Arizona.
He was solid.
Yeah, that whole thing is awkward. And, of course, Kyle Schwarber, the pursuit of the record and really what he's going to cost in free agency. Agency and how I'm sure it's keeping Dave up and I. We'll get to that stuff. Fransky Friday, Scott Fransky will join us at 12. You know, we're talking about exercising the demons today. We can exercise the demon by talking to someone here whose name I know invokes a lot of bad memories, Hugh. Rondé Barber, who's going to join us at 1 o'clock. He does, I believe, color commentary for the Bucks now.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, when I called him yesterday, he was on a trip. He was getting ready to go overseas for, I guess, the London game.
Okay, so we'll talk to Rondé coming up about this Bucks game and this Bucks team at 1 o'clock today. Guess it takes you people later on the show. 215-592-9494. I do apologize to everyone out there listening. The Aaron in San Diego call was a dud this morning. And, you know, I hear rumors that he's making excuses in the YouTube chat.
Is that what he's doing?
Something. What is it, Jack, about the construction?
He said that I got distracted by contractors doing work on the house this morning.
Yeah, that's soft. I mean,
I agree.
You got to own it, Hugh. You have a call that bad. He basically choked in the middle of his phone call.
He did choke.
And he just...
Can't have problems staying focused. He's having problems staying focused. That's what that was.
We don't never have that around here on this show.
Not at all.
Never on this show.
I'm always focused.
Yeah, come on, 1,000%. All right, we apologize to the audience for that. And I need the callers to pick it up today because Chris and Aaron, early on, I mean, that's a pair of strikeouts to start us off. 215-592-9494. Do you expect the Eagles to come out throwing on Sunday? I don't. I would like to see some throws down the field, but until I see them not be conservative early in games, I'm going to expect them to be conservative. Hugh Douglas thinks it's going to be bombs away. No, so you don't.
No, I don't think it's going to be bombs away, but I think they're going to throw a lot more than they have.
So when you say throw, are you thinking like dump offs to Goddard or like
no,
throw the ball?
I think there's going to be some throws and there's going to be opportunity to take their shots. I think a lot of times when we talk about what this Eagles offense needs to be, I think we automatically look at it and think, you know, third and long, airing it out, air raid offense or something like that. I don't think it needs to be that, but you have to have some semblance of the passing game to keep that defense honest and to keep that guy, that safety, out of the box.
Yeah, I just want the Eagles to dictate the game.
Totally agree.
Todd Bowles and the Bucs, they're going to try to dictate the flow of the game. They're going to stack the box, and they're going to try to get the Eagles in 3rd-and-8, 3rd-and-9, 3rd-and-10, then blitz the hell out of Jalen Hurts. Dictate the game. How about we, on the first play of the game, wouldn't you like a 15-yard in route over the middle to AJ? Like, I'm not talking, it doesn't have to be 40 yards. It doesn't have to be a bomb. But just a first down, explosive kind of play, 15, 20 yards. Just soften up the defense. Like, make them know we're here to play. I would love to see that the first game. All right, speaking of quarterbacks and ones that have won some football games here in the past and know their stuff, Ron Jaworski, he was on with the morning show earlier this week. Here is what he said about the Bucs and his thoughts going into the game.
What are they doing well, and how well is Baker Mayfield playing?
Mayfield's playing phenomenal. Last week he had the best two-minute drill I've seen in a long, long time to take his team down the field. You know, in less than 2 minutes to win a football game. He was absolutely ridiculously good, and he's playing good right now. But my concern is Todd Bowles. Todd Bowles just seems to have the Eagles' number and Jalen's number as well. So it's one of those games. I don't think the Buccaneers are that good. They're 3-0, but I don't think they've played 3-0 football. But you are where your record says you are, as Bill Parcells would say. But I don't think they're that great of a football team. If Mike Evans is out, it's a big plus for the Eagles secondary.
Yeah.
So, as of now, I haven't got into my real drill down on the Buccaneers yet, but I don't think, you know, they don't strike fear into my heart right now.
I agree with Jaws on that. They don't strike fear into my heart. Again, now, Hugh, if they had Mike Evans, if they had Godwin at full strength.
We're talking about different animals.
Ibuka, who's looked like the offensive rookie of the year, like, that's
different,
a lot.
Different animal.
They don't have all their guys, and their offensive line has been banged up a lot this year. I almost think we fear the idea of the Bucs rather than the Bucs themselves. They're fine. They're a good team. They're 3-0. I get it, but I think... When you need a last-minute drive to beat the Jets, I can't be scared of you the next week. They almost lost at home to the New York Jets.
I mean, any given Sunday, man.
Yeah, well,
any given Sunday.
Yeah, it almost happened to them last week. All right, let's go to Jamal in Philly, who's up on WIP. Hey, Jamal.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? What's going on here?
Jamal, what's up?
Not much. I just want to say, last year, you got to remember, like, we couldn't score in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
We had two turnovers against them. Right, we're the dominant team, and they looking like Kansas City did last year, meaning they winning by the skin of their teeth. I believe we are going to come out and dictate the game. I believe Jalen said it. I believe A.J. Brown, both of them hinted to basically being aggressive, and I believe we are going to come out try to dictate. We already know the heat may be a problem, so we know we got to keep our offense on the field. We already seen what playing conservative has done, and we also seen what being aggressive has done. It brought us back almost like a, almost impossible comeback. So I believe they got their heads on straight and they understand they're the better team and they got to come out and play like the better team.
Now we're talking. Yeah. You know what? I got to tell you, Jamal, now it was a low bar, but this is the best call of the hour so far. I mean, at least Hugh, Jamal brought it today and he's not stumbled over himself. He's not getting distracted with the construction at his house or whatever.
Sound like a lot of cats got banged up last night on Thursday night.
What's going on around here?
What was going on last night? Did the Golden Bachelor start last night?
I'm not sure. I mean, Jamal didn't get banged up. He's good to go.
Oh, no, he's good to go.
Jamal, who's winning this game on Sunday?
Eagles.
There we go, Jamal. See, can you tell Hugh Douglas to stop being afraid of the Bucs?
I wasn't afraid.
You're afraid.
I picked the Eagles to win.
I really do appreciate Hugh's like different perspective. You get what I'm saying? And he be on point with a lot of stuff, but it doesn't necessarily mean what he say going to transpire, and we don't have to always take his opinion with his facts and with his knowledge.
You get what I agree.
I'm like y'all say.
Jamal,
take what you need from it, Jamal. Yeah. That's what you do,
Jamal,
man.
I agree. I think that's a lesson for all of us. Listen to Hugh Douglas, but don't believe what he says.
Just take what you need from him.
Please let me say this, Joe. Mm-hmm. You do be dropping gems that be going over people's heads. There's no
Science.
Doubt about that.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell you, right? That third eye be looking over.
Sometimes, also, Hugh, also a little criticism coming here.
Get him.
Sometimes you giving the Bucks too much credit.
Thank you, Jamal.
Look what they've been doing this year. You get what I'm saying? They don't have their guns. The only thing I'm worried about is the heat, and hopefully Jalen can, adapt to the blitzes. But they should be prepared. They know the heat going to be there, and they know the blitz is coming.
That's exactly right.
So a proper coaching staff is going to have them prepared for that. Have some hot reads. Have A.J. slanting. You get what I'm saying? Have both your receivers slanting there. See where the blitz is coming from. What's up, bro? No, I mean, sorry about that, y'all.
There we go, Jamal. All right, Jamal, we appreciate it. Yeah, now, listen, Jamal was the best caller. Now, a little distracted at the end talking to his friend or whatever that was, but I do appreciate that he came in here and said Hugh Douglas sometimes says something smart, but most of the times...
No, man, it's not. See, I think he said I'm giving too much credit. How am I giving credit? They did beat the Eagles the last two times they played them.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
That's ancient history.
But it's still a fact.
Yeah.
It's a fact that they beat them the last two
times. I thought
we
took the pledge, and those games don't count anymore.
No, I'm saying they don't count, but when you're asked the question, what was the last two outings like, the last two outings, they won.
Mm.
And, now the caveats. Now we talk about the caveats.
Oh, caveats.
Is that, A.J. Brown didn't play in either one of those games.
He hasn't played in any of the four losses.
There you have it. So that's the caveat.
So take the history and throw it out the window.
Throw it out the window.
215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right. On the other side, we'll get to everyone's phone calls here. Does the history against the Bucs concern you heading into the game on Sunday? And do you expect the Eagles to come out throwing and be aggressive with the football? Hugh does on that. I don't. I'd like them to be. But I think they're going to be more conservative the way they typically are to start football games. Where do you come down on all that? Also, the injury report. Some good news for the Birds. That's coming up next. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.